Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are in season five, and this season, as well as the previous three seasons, have all been sponsored by Hooters. If you like me, and you are like me and live, I would love for you to like me, but that's not necessarily important because you're already listening to the podcast. But if you are like me and you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, the original Hooters brand has 11 different locations to serve you, and we have done many fantasy football draft or watch parties at those Hooters locations in the previous 3 years. We hope Hooters gives us the thumbs up, to do perhaps an end of regular season watch party as we did last year. So thanks to Hooters, and thanks also to a big supporter of JoeBucksFan.com. Sean Sullivan is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. He is an owner in one of my podcast leagues annually, and when Hooters for COVID-19 protocols asked me not to fill the restaurant this year, Sean said, let's keep one league going, and we'll do it on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford after the dealership had closed. It was really, really a neat thing. Pictures were posted on my social media pages, and Sean also threw in a $1,000 bounty from Bill Curry Ford to the champion of the league, unless Sean wins the league, and then he doesn't have to pay out. Thank you, Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Hooters, for your sponsorship and support of Season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Social media, at Todd Wright 2020 on Instagram, at Todd Wright 2020 on Twitter, Facebook. I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, if you'd like to send me a friend request. I'll get to the keyword. I am standing by those of you that actually take time to listen to my podcasts and only responding to your emails with fantasy football questions on a weekly basis. I've even let you guys pick the keyword after I started this back in week three. For 3 years, I answered emails from anyone who knew I would answer them on fantasy football. It was flattering that they asked me, but now I only want to take care of those of you that actually take the time to listen to the podcast. So thank you for listening. And that email address is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. And I'll go ahead and give the keyword as early as I ever had in a podcast. The keyword as chosen by one of my fantasy football podcast listeners for week five is yak, yards after catch. Put it in the subject line, put it up top in the body of your email, spell it however you want, use it in a fun sentence. As someone already did this week, said, my fantasy team makes me yak. As long as I know yak is there, that means you're a listener of the podcast, and I will answer your fantasy football questions. Get them all in if you can, please, by the time you go to bed Saturday night. Sundays are too difficult to me to get back to you in time. I have my own leagues to commission, follow everything going on with game status and my own players, and usually there's some golf involved. Usually I'm cleaning up my place, doing various things on Sunday. So the other 6 days of the week, I have more time to answer your emails, but make sure you include yak for week five somewhere in your email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Let me just quickly, I'm recording this early Friday afternoon. I'm hoping this posts by Friday night. It might not post until Saturday morning. So if anything changes with the status of some of these games, for example, the Cardinals-Jets game may not be played this weekend, then don't hold me accountable for it. I'm just going to do the best I can with the games that are scheduled right now, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, as it relates to week five, and give you just a quick thought off the top of my head. doing the best I can. And if I don't hit on anything in particular, or you need a follow-up as it relates to something that relates to one of your teams, please email me. You have all that information and you have the keyword now. All right. And I'm going to throw in Vegas totals, because that's also very telling of games that will score points where you might want to. It might be a tiebreaker as it relates to a fantasy performer. Carolina Atlanta has a total of 54. Just off the top of my head, Mike Davis hasn't been bad as a replacement for Christian McCaffrey. Carolina is actually competing, winning some games. But Mike Davis was worth picking up. For those of you that lost Christian McCaffrey that were able to grab Mike Davis, or if you vultured Mike Davis off from the owner who tried to pick him up as a replacement and didn't have him as a handcuff, good for you. I passed on Mike Davis, and that was a mistake. Now, granted, I'm pretty well set at running back in my leagues, but Derrick Henry's week-to-week team status is hurting me. I could have used Mike Davis last week. It was my mistake that I didn't pick him up. He has stayed on the field. He has stayed productive for the Panthers. And Atlanta, all their wide receivers seem to be banged up. The Julio Jones injury has affected me as much as all of you who are Julio Jones owners. We got a great week one, and we've had nothing since. And when that happens with your wide receiver one, it's tough to overcome. We talked about that on the previous Fantasy Football podcast as it relates to Julio Jones. I'm sure Calvin Ridley owners who were spoiled with his touchdowns and production the first couple of weeks were also disappointed that they didn't get anything out of him in the week four game against the Packers. Las Vegas and Kansas City, that total has, I mean, a lot of totals have moved 10 or more points since opening, including this game with the Raiders and the Chiefs. A couple of running backs I own in across my two leagues here in Josh Jacobs and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Again, they had really good week ones, not so much since. Jacobs, a player you always know will play hurt. I think John Gruden appreciates that he will play hurt, but they haven't been hitting the end zone, but the touch counts are still there. I think Jacobs has a little more value than Edwards-Helaire does, just because Jacobs, I think, can get the tough yardage near the goal line. Edwards-Helaire has not shown the ability to do that. And a lot of options, obviously, in the passing game for Kansas City, and Raiders losing wide receivers to injury has put a spotlight on Hunter Renfrow as one guy with more defensive attention on Darren Waller these days, especially after that New England blueprint. Denver, New England, not a lot excites me on this game. Other than your obvious starters, which would be Melvin Gordon on the Denver side. And I don't know that there is an obvious starter on the New England side, with Cam Newton likely out until week six. As a Julian Edelman owner, I kind of don't know what to do. He's been up and down. He had a career best game in week two when I sat him after a bad game in week one. Then I played him in week three and didn't get very much. So I think at this point, if you have a better option than Edelman, considering who's playing quarterback for the Patriots, you might want to go in that direction. Big game for Tim Patrick. Wasn't too excited by anything on the waiver wire this week, but I know Tim Patrick was available in a majority of leagues, coming off a solid game, albeit against the Jets. Broncos rotating between three quarterbacks the first four games. But if you're desperate for a wide receiver, at least Tim Patrick is coming off a good game. And remember, Cortland Sutton isn't coming back. So it's not like Patrick will lose snaps at some point here in the future. If he can continue to produce, he will continue to be on the field. Rams and Washington. Washington makes a quarterback change that many are questioning why they are doing so. It's just not Ron Rivera's quarterback. He brought Kyle Allen from Carolina. He feels more comfortable with Kyle Allen. And I think he's just looking to get something going for the Redskins, who haven't had much going except a really talented defensive line. Rams, tough team to figure out. tough to know who to start at running back. Henderson, a down week four game. Cam Akers may or may not go week five. Where does Malcolm Brown fit? It is a true running back by committee at this point that you can't count on. Cooper Kupp's touches are up. Robert Woods' touches are down. Tyler Higbee seems touchdown dependent. And Jared Goff coming off available in most leagues. The minute you want to invest in him, you're turned away and you cut him. So that's what we're looking at with the Rams right now. Jacksonville and Houston. James Robinson, if you grabbed him on week one waivers, that was a good pickup. Robinson is giving RB1 production with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I see a lot of conversation on DJ Chark on NFL Fantasy Live. I'm a fan of that show on NFL Network. Cole's touches are up. Something to keep an eye on in this game as it relates to Cole. The touch count is good. Don't know if it lasts or not, but it's something that's worth watching. From the Texans standpoint, first game without Bill O'Brien, I'm starting Deshaun Watson this week because in one of my leagues, Aaron Rodgers, who I drafted in the eighth round as a backup, and I've been playing since week two for obvious reasons, Aaron has the week off getting ready for the Bucs next week. I'm encouraged by the coaching change. I think Deshaun Watson will have now more say in what's going on offensively, and that can only be good for the Texans. I'm not sure who emerges from all this. I still wouldn't trust Will Fuller week to week. I'm trying to find someone else on the Texans that I do like fantasy-wise week to week. This game will be a pretty good litmus test. Buffalo and Tennessee, both very good teams. We just haven't seen the Titans now in a couple of weeks. Hope to see them this week. Corey Davis is down, so I believe A.J. Brown is coming back. That's good for A.J. Brown owners. You would definitely put him in the lineup. Same with Derrick Henry. That's about where it ends, although Jonnu Smith and mandatory tight end leagues are in daily should have some value. From the Buffalo standpoint, I still think Devin Singletary is a decent flex play, maybe an RB2, and Stephon Diggs has been quite good as a wide receiver /1/2. His numbers say he's a wide receiver one at this point. It's not an elite wide receiver one, but his touches, his production, the fact that the Bills are winning, and obviously Josh Allen is one of the more productive fantasy quarterbacks in the game. Arizona and the Jets, if this game is played, I know Kenyon Drake owners are worried. I think it's going to work out with Drake. I think he's talented. They're still the Arizona Cardinals, and I know they've had some success recently in various, they went to a Super Bowl 12 years ago. They're not totally the lousy Arizona Cardinals of old. But I still have a lot of questions about Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray and just whether or not that can be a championship combination at coach and quarterback. From a fantasy standpoint, I like Kyler Murray. But it's not like you can just look at that coach and that quarterback and say, oh, yeah, they're going to win 10, 11, 12 games, and they're going to be a Super Bowl contender. So there are going to be some losses in there. And I know Andy Isabella disappointed people last week. It just shows that it's tough to find. There's so much volatility in wide receivers. Even wide receiver ones, and I'm not talking about the guys who are hurt. It's just tough week to week to know, even if you think you have a good matchup, that a guy's a slot receiver against a team that doesn't, that gives up a lot of fantasy points to slot receivers, or an outside wide receiver, or on deep throws. It's just very difficult. And I know Andy Isabella disappointed some people last week. From the Jets standpoint, we may see Le'Veon Bell this week. How ironic would that be that Le'Veon Bell is healthy and ready to go, and they postpone the game? Other than that, I guess Jamison Crowder is one of the owners in my league said to me when I saw him earlier today, is worth playing, and that's about where the list ends for the Jets. Two teams that hit quarterbacks at the highest rate of anyone in the NFL are playing in Pennsylvania this weekend with the Eagles and the Steelers. Steelers off the non-planned bye week. Eagles off their first win of the season. Miles Sanders, someone you're starting. Zach Ertz, I'm starting to have questions. I mean, that's been one of the more consistent guys at the tight end position for a while, and maybe there's a reason why the Eagles are not extending that contract. No Dallas Goedert either, so he's not losing touches or targets to Dallas Goedert, and it's not like the Eagles have a lot else going at the wide receiver position. I'm not playing Ertz this week. From the Steelers' standpoint, we get to see some of their young wide receivers again in this game, and obvious starters are Juju, Big Ben, if you're playing Big Ben as your starting quarterback, and, of course, James Conner. Cincinnati and Baltimore, I told someone in week four, stick with Joe Mixon. Just based on the touch count and the workload, it worked out. Right now, the Bengals, you know, some might make a case about getting Joe Burrow into a starting lineup. You know, maybe if you lost Aaron Rodgers this week and you weren't carrying a backup quarterback, then yeah, maybe you can go with Joe Burrow in that situation. But the Bengals starters to me are simply Mixon is one of your starting two running backs. Tyler Boyd is a solid wide receiver too. And T. Higgins has certainly emerged as someone who can be a flex play for you. From the Ravens standpoint, Lamar Jackson leads the Ravens in rushes. There's a lot of talk this week. Is Mark Ingram worth even being on your roster? I know in one of my leagues, the rookie Dobbins was cut in one of my leagues. Gus Edwards has been getting touches. Andrews owners have been disappointed. Hollywood Brown owners have been disappointed. It feels like Lamar Jackson's going to play this week. Remember, he had the Spinorama game against Cincinnati last year, but I know there are a lot of questions about the Ravens right now from a fantasy standpoint. Dolphins and 49ers, down week for Myles Gaskin. I was hoping he'd pick up where he left off in the Beard versus the Stash game. The touches were there. The production was not. Jordan Howard still seems to be the favored guy on the goal line. Devontae Parker strikes me as the only every week starter until further notice with the Dolphins. From the 49ers standpoint, Kittle with a big game, even in a loss to the 49ers. I guess Mostert looks ready to come back. Check status on that. I'm sorry that I don't know off the top of my head. I don't own him, and I still have 48 hours until this game is played. But that's, and I think Debo Samuel did play last week. Did he play last week, or is he playing this week? I like Debo Samuel, but I'm worried about the nature of the injury, and especially without Jimmy Garoppolo, how the Niners are going to use him. Giants and Cowboys, this game opened at 44 as a total. It exploded to 54. If the Cowboys can't stop Daniel Jones, who has been really, really awful the last few weeks, Dallas may want to consider making a change at defensive coordinator, even though Mike Nolan has only coordinated five games. That's been talked about a lot around the Cowboys the last week. From the Giants standpoint, I guess you can make a case for Darius Slayton and Ingram. And you're hoping, say, a Daniel Jones, although if you're starting Daniel Jones this week, you really have very little in terms of other options. So I'm not even going to go any further with that. From the Cowboys standpoint, I keep getting these emails that CeeDee Lamb is on my bench. Stop sending those emails. Play him. Okay? Play him. You play CeeDee Lamb every week, either as a wide receiver two, wide receiver three, as a flex. You're playing him in this offense. He is the number two wide receiver in this offense. It is not Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup's downfield production and his touch count is not sustainable at this point, even though Dak likes to throw over the top and in the red zone to Michael Gallup. Gallup also, I think, is losing touches to Dalton Schultz, who actually has done a nice job in the absence of Blake Jarwin. Indianapolis, Cleveland. Colts win a low scoring game. Colts are a defensive team. I mean, they want to control the clock with Jonathan Taylor. Although two other running backs are getting touches. They're not really fantasy worthy in a daily game as a bargain. Yeah, but Taylor still gets the bulk of the touches. We talked at length about T.Y. Hilton last week. The Colts are going to win with defense. One of the few doing that in the NFL. So not a lot fantasy-wise other than Taylor excites me about the Colts right now. Other than in daily and in mandatory tight end leagues, it seems like Mo Alie-Cox is producing each week. Kind of under the radar. From a Cleveland standpoint, with Chubb out, what, a month and a half or two, more light on Kareem Hunt. And the backup to Kareem Hunt, was it Deontay Johnson? I'm sorry, I'm doing this off the top of my head. What Beckham did last week, big game for him. I hope you played him. Lower your expectations for this week, especially against a defense like the Indianapolis Colts. I also liked how Roto World even said to Baker Mayfield owners, even after a 49-point outing, said, you can cut Baker Mayfield. Because he's just not going to do it for you from a fantasy standpoint. And some even joked, Landry's touchdown pass to Beckham was a better pass than Baker Mayfield's touchdown to Odell Beckham. Minnesota and Seattle, the obvious ones here are Cook and Thielen. Jefferson's had two solid games in a row. I'm trying to trade for him in one of my leagues. I can't get him. From a Seattle standpoint, I'm worried a little bit about DK Metcalf. And I love the player. I just sort of look at his numbers and I wonder if there's going to be, if he can keep producing considering the nature of his average per touch, kind of like the Michael Gallup theory. And if Lockett and Moore are going to hurt DK Metcalf, that there are going to be some off games coming for Metcalf. Just keep an eye on that. Moore, another one of those guys that, you know, you watch a Seahawks game and you're like, wow, David Moore was available. Why didn't I pick him up? Just too unpredictable at this point. But he's getting close to a place where you might be able to be like, all right, I'll pop him in a daily lineup or I'll put him on my bench in season-long leagues. Chargers in New Orleans. I know Joshua Kelly's just a rookie, but man, he's had so many opportunities to really have a big game. Here's another one, especially considering this game should go up and down a little bit. If the Chargers use Kelly the way the Saints use Kamara, you're starting Keenan Allen. You're hoping Michael Thomas plays. And that's all that really stands out to me about this game. Buffalo, Tennessee. No, we've done that one, right? Yep, we already did Buffalo, Tennessee. I'm sorry, I'm just looking down. Yep, that's it. Did I do them all? I did them all, I think. Okay, good. Obviously, the schedule is in flux. I looked at the time of the podcast, and I'm like, I hope I'm getting to the end of this, as many of you are. Again, if I didn't hit on any particular player that you need me to talk about, send me your opinion on the player. I'll give you a second opinion to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Enter the keyword yak. Put it in the subject line or at the top of your email, either used in the yards after catch sense as an acronym or spell it and use it in a fun sentence if you want about a player that's let you down or that your fantasy team is 1-3 or 0-4. Yak is the keyword for week 5 to get a return email at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. My thanks to Hooters and Bill Curry Ford for their sponsorship and support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck this weekend.